years fulfilled their promise. The Word became a man. He walked among His people according to God's plan. Some followed for the loaves, some followed for the signs, but few could truly see Him beyond those passing times. The blind received their eyesight, the lame arose to stand, the storms became a whisper beneath His sovereign hand. Yet every mighty wonder declared the living Word. Each sign became a witness, pointing to the way. Beginning at Moses, through all the prophets too, every page kept pointing to the one they never knew. Until He opened up the Scriptures, then every heart could see. That's how God has always brought His people to believe. The cross stood dark at evening, the tomb was sealed with stone. The women brought the message, yet truth was still unknown. The evidence surrounded, yet doubt remained inside. Promises forgotten can leave the truth unseen. To walk toward Emmaus, their every hope undone. A stranger walked beside them, yet knew not God's own Son. Oh, slow of heart to be believing all that the prophets have said. As He opened up the writings, the way they were meant to be read. Fire burned within them, the Scriptures came alive. Before their eyes were opened, the living Word arrived. Not first by signs and wonders, not first by human sight, God opened understanding, and everything burned bright. So faith is never fashioned by wisdom of our own. The Father gives the hearing, the Son makes truth well known. The Spirit writes the story upon the willing heart. Those whom God enlightens will nevermore depart. Beginning at Moses, the prophets all agree. Every page was bearing witness long before they'd see. The signs were never endings, the Scriptures were the key. God first opens understanding, then His people believe. So children, remember this. Our fathers didn't believe because they saw. They believed because God opened His Word, and every page led them to Jesus Christ our